Well, the air does not hurt your face quite so much this week, which will make it easier to get out and about and either travel someplace to make art or travel someplace to watch other people making art or look at the art they have already made. Annie Dugan is our guest host for Where's Art here on Northland Morning. Howdy there, Sunshine.
Hello, Lisa. You'll love this week because the focus actually is around reading about art, thinking about art, talking about art. So it's sort of like, you know, there's the viewing piece, but we're delving a little bit deeper. There's a lot of, I love this time of year because there's a lot of programming surrounding reading, which is the perfect thing to do when it's, you know, minus. You can stay inside and read about art. So Tuesday, the Tweed has a regular book club going on now. And Tuesday, they are doing The Muralist by Barbara Shaw. And I want to let people know, you know, these kind of book club meetings and reading groups, at least for the arts, are very thing. So I would still encourage people to go, even if they haven't read the book, because it's a good way, you know, to get you inspired to read it. Or, you know, even you don't have to do the work of reading. Other people talk about it. You get the message. So, I mean, you know, you have time and an excuse to stay inside, but definitely come out for it anyway. Anyway, Tuesday, 6:30 p.m. at the Tweed, The Muralist by Barbara Shapiro. Barbara wrote a book, The Forgerist, which was bestseller, really engaging, really fascinating. She gets into characters in a really great way and mixes in a really interesting way fiction and nonfiction. So this is about, it's a fictional book about an artist in the WPA who disappears right before World War I, this brilliant female artist, disappears right before World War II. So it's, she's in the abstract expressionist world in New York and has the WPA. So Barbara Shapiro weaves in all of these, you know, real life characters, Rothko, Lee Krasner, all these people who you've heard about before, and then continues it. Her niece at Christie's discovers images of her. So it's a wonderful mystery novel that takes you through things, but then incorporates real life aspects of the New York art scene in a really fun way. So definitely would check out The Muralist by Barbara Shapiro, and then start. Wednesday at the Duluth Art Institute, there is an artist discussion. I love when the Duluth Art Institute does artist discussions because it's, again, a way to delve a little bit deeper into the work and kind of get a sense of the backstory of these works. You know, what are some of the, you've had a chance to look at them and have a chance to kind of come to your own conclusions, but how do those relate to what the artist's intent was? So Wednesday at 5:00 at the Depot, the exhibition For North, which is four female artists in Duluth who have Scandinavian heritage and have mixed that northern background with their life here in the Northland and sort of reintegrated that North experience into their work. So it's Allison Auney, Kirsten Auney, Anne Klefstad, and Arna Renan. All four of them will be on hand to discuss their work at the Duluth Art Institute. And then Saturday, there is a really cool workshop. Anne Klefstad, who's one of the members of the Four North show, is doing a free workshop from 1 to 4 at the Lincoln Building called Being a Beast. And this is this kind of workshop is right up your alley because it's all about it's animal art and animal art making. So, you know, we as animals are making art and reflecting back on ourselves as animals. But Anne is really interested in the animal world. So the work that she has up in the show of Four North are these sculptures, life-size sculptures of fox, bunny, coyote, a deer. She did paintings out of tar and is really interested in how we're affecting as animals the natural world and then having repercussions in the animal world and how do we redevelop that empathy for the animal world and understand ourselves as animals. So she has a few readings up online. You can get to them through the Duluth Art Institute website, through our Facebook page, through Anne's Facebook page. And the readings, it's John Clare, who's a really interesting 19th century poet, who Anne has done a lot of really great work on writing essays about him, sort of exposing him. It's poetry, so you can read it quick. And then Charles Foster wrote Being a Beast pretty recently, an intimate and radical look at nature. And he's a kind of a crazy British artist who decided to be these beasts. So he spends time in England living as a badger. He lives as an otter. He lives as a fox. You know, he actually eats worms. He does his level best to live as these beings and try to redevelop empathy for our animal brethren.
Okay, so he was the kid that pretended to be a dog and demanded to be fed on the floor for a few days at a time.
Exactly, and then he was able to turn that into writing about it.
I believe that I went through a brief phase where I was a horse.
I can imagine that. I can definitely imagine that.
Yeah, it was last week, but I'm pretty sure it was a horse. Yeah.
So anyway, Anne is going to take those readings and sort of use them as tools to then make artwork around animals. So I think it's a great opportunity to dig a little deeper. And then put on your reading list, because next week, Andy Studevant from the Twin Cities is coming up for the Duluth Art Institute annual meeting. And he wrote a really fun book that's a great mixture of essays, drawings, potluck supper with meeting to follow. And that's actually exactly what the Art Institute is going to do. We're going to have a potluck supper with Andy presenting next Wednesday, but it's a good opportunity to read that book before he comes and chat a little bit about it.
I'm going to try to use my connections at the Duluth Art Institute to see if we can get a hold of him.
Good.
Have him as a guest on Minnesota Reads for fun. So we'll see how we do with that.
That's fabulous.
All right. Annie, thanks so much for joining us. It's always a pleasure, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Lisa. Bye-bye.
Annie Dugan is the executive director and the curator of the Duluth Art Institute and our guest host for Where's Art every Monday right here on Northland Morning.